Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Composure. Starting to find its way to an NFL football field on a Wednesday afternoon near you, we will see. It's Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuamoke. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line in about 10 minutes. Jhené is excited. We have given her homework during the show right now, a nice throwback to the school days. You have got every bit of the energy we're going to need going forward, every bit of the top fives that we crave here as a sports-loving culture. So, Jhené, how are you feeling right now? You've been bursting at the seams for like the last 20 minutes ready for this.
I've been so excited because I'm so excited to put everyone on blast in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
That is my goal.
All right. We are all on notice, right? I mean, putting us on blast, you've basically been putting me on blast this entire show so far today, Jhené. So are these going to be more shots
normal.
at me and my like youth saxophone playing, or are you going to go elsewhere here?
I will not confirm nor deny what you just said.
All right. Fair point. I know. You know
it's
what?
Not the sax, though. We're mutually nerds, so like I would never do that. Shout out to nerds. I did. Oh, gosh. Let me not do that.
Nope. You got it. Listen, you started down the path. You've got to go now. So speaking of nerds, Jhené Egbuamoke says.
Is this me?
Yes.
All right. Nerd City Kid, nerd City Kid. A's, A's, A's and B's on my transcript. Andrew Luck. Yeah, I know. I had a whole like thing, bars. And then I did a sequel to that. Nerd Nation. It was a song called Nerd Nation.
I was going to say, so when Jhené was at Stanford as a high-profile athlete there, they decided to come out with a music
MVP
video.
On a guest list, Pac-12. You don't know who you mess with. Got my bike. Took a y'all. It was lit. It went viral back in the day. Okay?
I can assure you, Jhené, based on what we have heard, it was not lit. It was definitely not lit. Like, it may have gone viral, and it may be enjoyable, but we can categorically say, Devin and Cliff, I'd encourage you guys to chime in, lit or not, the Pac-12 nerd rap song.
Listen, Jhené, you looked out today big time, but I can't even lie for you right now. That was not it.
Listen, you kind of wrapped it with a little shame on your face. I think,
but I need the Rack City Tyga beat, and then I can do it. So we'll save that for another day. This was not about me. This is about y'all, and I'm going to put all of y'all on blast in a few minutes.
You see how quickly the tables could turn on this. Devin's so right, by the way, too. Jhené, like, meekly
nerd
wandered
kid,
into
nerd,
this.
Nerd City Kid. A's, 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 and B's on my transcript. Andrew Luck, MVP on the guest list. Pac-12, you don't know who you messing with. Got my nice bike taking it to class yet. Okay. Thank you.
See, it is all a confidence thing here.
I'm doing my Meg Thee Stallion. Okay, let's get back to sports before we get fired.
Wait, just do the Meg Thee Stallion one more time.
I love it. H-Town Stallions. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Jhené and Golic Jr. reminding you it's V-Week during these challenges. Oh. Wow, I picked a bad time to do this read. I'm so sorry. I'm going to get back to that later when it's way more appropriate.
This is going to be our listening session.
Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuamoke. I really just wanted to ask you guys, too. We were having a conversation off air about what the best sport to play while drinking is, but we're going to probably save that for another day so we could save our jobs for another day. And instead, focus on the 19-7 football game being played right now between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Finally, Jhené, and I thought this was interesting because we spent so much time in this matchup focusing on what's happening with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it prompted Ryan Clark to say this. Ryan Clark, our ESPN NFL analyst, Ryan Clark, the former Pittsburgh Steeler, to come up and say, now this hurts. This is not a different one. Got to go down here. I was reading too many tweets. Wow, Ryan Clark has tweeted a lot during this time period here. Ryan Clark tweeted something to the effect of, this team playing in black on this day in Pittsburgh isn't beating Kansas City. I'm paraphrasing a bit because I was scrolling down my timeline and was not able to find it. But Ryan Clark, who of all people knows the Steelers about as well as anybody, managed to say that in this instance. And I think that's an interesting way to look at this because the Steelers, all they've accomplished for being undefeated on this season and for working their way to this position where even in our ESPN NFL power rankings, they're considered number one because of that undefeated record. Most of us have kind of watched the Kansas City Monster starting to creep up into this equation here. It makes it really difficult to see performances like today, even with the context that we have, knowing that this Baltimore Ravens team has limped into this matchup, that the Pittsburgh Steelers have had to deal with this matchup being postponed time and time again, that was supposed to be played on Thanksgiving, to now come out here and put together a game like this against that Baltimore roster where, yeah, Pittsburgh leads 19-7 right now, and they'll probably win this game comfortably by a couple of touchdowns, but we've all seen what's gone on during the body of this game, and it hasn't looked clean on either side. That Baltimore secondary that's getting no help from the group in front of it by and large through this game because of what's happened with the COVID-19 protocols. Again, I can't read this enough. Going into this game today for Baltimore, this is what they were missing on this team. Baltimore was missing three of its top four rushers, including its quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Baltimore was missing its number one and number three leading receivers in Mark Andrews, their tight end, and Willie Snead, their wideout. Missing two starting offensive linemen, three of their top pass rushers, two of their top run stuffers, a fullback, and a long snapper. So they were missing all of those people in the course of this, and it's still been as close as it was through the course of the day today. So, Chinee, I think it's kind of a sobering reminder of what we do. This isn't a primetime game necessarily, but it's being treated like that because we got no other time to watch a football game on a Wednesday afternoon right now but this. And for Ryan Clark, our former Steeler and ESPN NFL analyst, to say that the team he sees today is not beating Kansas City is a pretty damning indictment of the way we're still going to draw conclusions from a game we have no business doing so in.
And I feel like that's 2020 summed up, right? Like, as good as you can do, your good at times is not good enough because of circumstances outside of your control. But at least the Steelers are handling their business right now. The Ravens, they've tried to at least go out there and be professionals. Like, we joke all the time, you know, especially when it comes to like, oh, they're going to get rolled. But like, there's still professional football players in this league that want their paychecks too. And so this is a testament to the, professionalism of both sides. You know, it was a long runway getting to this point, but now to have football, even though it's not the football we necessarily, you know, desired, but still to have it here is a blessing in this year 2020.
It is. And it's just, it's the difficult thing of trying to balance, Chinee, what we know went into this and what we constantly look for as the measuring stick in all of this. Because again, Pittsburgh is a storied winning NFL franchise with a veteran Super Bowl winning quarterback and all these parts that we know and love. And yet Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes have broken the game so badly in half that we still look at this, a team that plays ball control football in their own way, that has a much better defense than the one in Kansas City, and we still look and say, yeah, but we just saw the guy with the rocket strap to his arm, and there's no way in hell that this can compete with that as presently constructed.
But I guess what you just highlighted is this the best team? I know banged up at times, especially at their quarterback position, but is this the best team that can compete? Because, you know, clearly they have the stability. We talk about it, Coach Tomlin being there and being that steadying force, having players that just chose to play this season, even though they're still dealing with their own situations. I still feel like given their style, they have a chance. It just is Kansas City's ceiling is just so different that even though being undefeated, you still are not, you know, the same.
Yeah, Chinee, I think it's interesting. I think it's probably as presently constructed, because we had this conversation, Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, said he thinks Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, because they can score quickly, because they have big play potential the way Kansas City does, he thinks they're the best constructed. I still think, and I'm more inclined to believe, you've got to go opposite. You've got to be what Tennessee, remember, I mean, Tennessee was up double digits, like everyone else in the postseason last year, on this Kansas City team before Kansas City woke up and took them down. And so I think them and Pittsburgh, they do it in different ways. Pittsburgh's a short passing game that mimics a run game. I still think that's going to end up being the formula that gets this all done. And I think right now, the way that the Titans are starting to play and the way Pittsburgh's played all year, you're definitely right, puts them in the driver's seat for that conversation. Again, Pittsburgh leads 19-7 right now. It's the fourth quarter. There's about 10 minutes left there. We'll take you all the way up to the finish, God willing. Chinee Ngola Jr. reminding you that it's V-Week. And during these challenging times, ESPN and the V Foundation's fight against cancer has not stopped. So if you're able, please support cancer research by visiting v.org/donate. And remember, 100% of what you give is going to cancer research. 100% of every dollar is going to go towards cancer research. So we've got that. We've got more to check in with this Baltimore Ravens game. But coming up next, Chinee has promised it, and now she will deliver. Everybody's getting put on blast as we keep that same energy next on Chinee Ngola Jr.
Chinee Ngola Jr., the podcast.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a treat for y'all coming up here. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Agwumike. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the show, Pennzoil Performance Line. And Chinay, we know we gave you homework, and we want to let you get that out of the way because we have to take full time to explain what happened in the last segment of the show. Anyone listening on radio had no idea. Anyone watching on ESPN Plus may not have had any idea. But we have got the footage to go back to. We've got the explanation for what's gone on behind the scenes here. Not once, but twice, a fire hazard on this show. But, Chinay, we teased at the beginning of the show, it is time to keep that same energy. I want to give you the platform to go come here with your homework. You had your top five songs of the year on Spotify you had to bring us through. You're going to put us all on blast. So, Cliff, let's keep that same energy. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
All right, let's start things off with my top five on Spotify. Since I have Spotify and they did their 2020 year in review, you get to hear your top five songs, and some of them you won't know, but here's number one, Fine Wine and Hennessy. Cliff, approved. Afro B.
I love it.
Okay, good. Good. That's two. And my most listened artist this year, I don't know what kind of mood I was in trying to ball out. It was Ballin', number two song by Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch was my
number two.
Number two, Roddy Ricch was my most listened to artist on Spotify. So I guess that tells me a lot about myself. And then I guess the only other person you guys probably wouldn't know, Future, Drake, Life is Good. So those were on my top three.
Number three.
Lovely.
Strong or quite strong?
Okay, pretty strong, right? And this is what I'm going to use this platform for the next few minutes. This is probably horrible based on the timing. I know where this is going to go, but still, you work with a woman here, a female teammate here, work wife, and anytime something happens with a woman, you're supposed to say something, so I'm going to give you one more chance to say something about me today.
I think your hair looks great today. I know you had talked about doing something different with it in the last couple of days. We noticed it in the pre-show meeting, but it's shown up very well today, Janae. So your hair looks wonderful today, and we have all definitely noticed.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was about to say when a girl switches up her hair, usually you're like, oh, something's different. And I think I had to tell you, but it's okay. That's cute. So that's me putting you on blast. Now, Cliff, I sent Cliff a gift, and he finally received it, and I feel like this is the moment where Cliff has something very specific to say to me, because this show is all about ELE. Everyone loves everyone, except Cliff at times. But I did exactly what Cliff wanted, and this constitutes three words. Cliff, this is your chance.
Cliff, there has been a weird tension on this show all the time. We're all very good about saying I love you, about expressing our feelings here. Yet with you and Chinay, there has been a difficulty in saying that. Chinay has tried to bribe you with gifts, showered you with affection. And so now are you ready to say those three words?
I love Crown Royal. Woo!
No! Those are two out of the three. It's supposed to be Chinay. One more time.
I love Crown Royal again.
I think this is a lost cause. This is 100% a lost cause. I can't do it. Cliff, you're in the doghouse for me forever. And then last but not least, this is the homework that I want to give everyone. The Undoing. Who's watching it? I know you talk about The Bachelorette, but right now everyone's talking about the TV show The Undoing starring Nicole Kidman, and I want everyone to watch it because it is nuts.
I will watch that. After we discuss this, because I'm fully committed to that. I've heard a lot of great recommendations, and I want to be able to vibe with you on this. But if we're going to talk about your hair and you're going to put us on blast for not noticing your hair, then we're going to put you on blast for yet again on this show not having an understanding of candle placement in your own apartment, in your own show setup. Chinay, during the last segment of our show, if you heard a long gap without Chinay's voice,
oh,
you may be wondering
where
she went during this. Chinay Agwumike's hair caught on fire. Anyone watching on ESPN Plus right now? Oh my God. It was so very on fire. Are you okay? Oh my God.
I'm perfectly fine.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see it. I heard you go quiet. Everyone said I had to go solo. I just saw it played back on ESPN Plus. We're going to clip this and put it on Twitter. That is so terrifying, Chinay. Now, thankfully, I'm not spilling any state secrets here. That's not all your real hair. And so, are you, you're good, right?
I'm good. I have a lot of bundles in here. But I blame you because you made me laugh so hard. And so I leaned over. And, y'all, I use a candle, okay?
I believe Janae's exact quote was, "I have a candle here for the vibes." Devin, what was this like behind the scenes? Because you were the one that had to kind of coordinate all this as it was happening in real time.
So our TV director, Alice, just gets on over the RTS to us and says, "Her hair is on fire. Her hair is on fire. Her hair is on fire." And we're kind of like, "What? That is, are you really on fire?" And then we looked and we saw Janae's face. There was smoke and there was fire.
I am baffled right now. So
I'm sorry, Mom.
Janae, how did you manage to put out this fire during the show? Like, we're sitting here thinking the worst thing that we're going to see all day, the toughest thing to watch all day, is going to be whatever the Steelers and the Ravens are having to do on a Wednesday afternoon because of COVID protocol. By the way, the Steelers up 19-7 with about 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. That was before, all of a sudden, Janae, you decided that the vibes in your apartment were more important than your own safety. This is now twice since we started the show, Janae. We're less than a year old, and you've lit your hair on fire twice.
Okay, I promise this has never happened until this show, so I don't know what this is about you that it says about me, okay? But what had happened was, I like vibes. I'm here working at home, and when you sit in one room and do a show for 3 hours a day, you want the ambiance. And I'm very big into, like, lavender vanilla, and that helps me be in the right mood. And so I had a little candle here, and I even put it to the side, saying this is far enough so I can smell it. It's really tiny. This is far enough so I can smell it. It'll keep the vibes. It'll keep everything fresh. And then you make me laugh. You make me laugh so much that I lean over in my new hairdo, and then all of a sudden I see smoke, and I'm like, oh gosh, it happened again. But I'm good. I'm healthy and fine. God has protected me. I promise I'll never keep a candle on again. Like, I'm done. I'm done here. I saw the smoke, and then I just started smoothing it down. And yeah, so I think we're good. I think we're good.
It is amazing right now. By the way, lavender is a great smell. Like, I feel bad that you've got to
part
ways
with
lavender as a vibe. Like, it really does do something. It's calming force in a lot of ways. And we need that around
here. I deserve this.
I don't know if you deserve your hair catching on fire. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Probably don't deserve that. But you do deserve us talking about it for an entire segment on a sports talk radio show.
I have a feeling this is not the end of this.
You do deserve us clipping this off and probably tweeting this out for thousands of people to see throughout the rest of the day.
Oh, gosh.
You do deserve us probably crafting a gossip headline for this one, the Ultimate Black Gossip online Twitter account. Real hair scare is Janae LaFleur goes there in show-stopping swivel chair. Probably going to have some staying power in both our show, online. Maybe tomorrow, using a couple of promos, probably all of our rejoins tomorrow. I mean, it seems like it's the only practical thing to do, Janae.
I will say this, that whole situation showed me that you're a ride or die. I love you, man. Thanks for holding it down while I went and wet my hair.
Janae, I promise you, anytime your hair catches on fire, I will be there to help you put this out more metaphorically than literally.
At least you won't have that problem. We're good.
Coming up next, West Virginia takes on Gonzaga. Baylor battles Illinois in the JV Classic. Hopefully no one else's hair catches on fire.
Love y'all.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.